July 22, the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. God hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 4:8. When the power of the Holy Spirit is appreciated and felt in the heart, far less of self will be exhibited, and far more of the feeling of human brotherhood will be revealed. Our part is not to exhibit self, but to let the Holy Spirit work in us. Thus, self-deceived men and women may be rescued from delusion. All high or low, if they are unconverted, are on one common platform. Men may turn from one doctrine to another. This is being done and will be done, yet they may know nothing of the meaning of the words, "A new heart also will I give you." Accepting new theories and uniting with the church do not bring life to anyone, even though the church with which he unites may be established on the true foundation. Connection with the church does not take the place of conversion. To subscribe the name to a church creed is not of the least value to anyone if the heart is not truly changed. This question is a serious one, and its meaning should be fully realized. Men may be church members and may apparently work earnestly, performing a round of duties from year to year, and yet be unconverted. But when the truth is received as truth by the heart, it has passed through the conscience and has captivated the soul with its pure principles. It is placed in the heart by the Holy Spirit, who reveals its beauty to the mind, that its transforming power may be seen in the character. With the great truth we have been privileged to receive, we should, and under the Holy Spirit's power, we could become living channels of light. We could then approach the mercy seat and, seeing the bow of promise, kneel with contrite hearts and seek the kingdom of heaven with a spiritual violence that would bring its own reward. We would take it by force, as did Jacob. Then our message would be the power of God unto salvation. Our supplications would be full of earnestness, full of a sense of our great need, and we would not be denied. The truth would be expressed by life and character, and by lips touched with a living coal from off God's altar. When this experience is ours, we shall be lifted out of our poor, cheap selves that we have cherished so tenderly. We shall empty our hearts of the corroding power of selfishness, and shall be filled with praise and gratitude to God. We shall magnify the Lord, the God of all grace, who has magnified Christ, and he will reveal his power through us, making us as sharp sickles in the harvest field. God calls upon his people to reveal him. Review and Herald, February 14, 1899.